The policy toward by the U.S. and Turkey toward ISIS or ISIL, or what we call them here in the Middle East, Daesh, is primarily a policy of it's a difficult policy because all the countries have their own interests. The U.S. doesn't, in my opinion, altruistically want to get rid of ISIL. What they want to do is the primary objective, in my opinion, is to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. That's always been the primary objective. Ankara, Turkey, is demonstrating to the U.S. it has its own objectives. It's always had a long, long antagonistic hostilities with the Kurdish population, minority population in Turkey, and the Kurdish fighters have historically had a relationship with Bashar al-Assad in regards to Bashar al-Assad supporting them, and this creation of a state of theirs called Kurdistan. And the Turkish government realizes that its primary objective is to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. It does not want to battle a group whose objective is to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And so therein lays the conflict or the lack of cooperation on behalf of the Turkish government. I would say that the Pentagon probably got it right. What's going to happen is you're going to see ISIL take over Kobane. John Kirby, the press secretary for the Pentagon, had it right. And ISIL will get take over Kobane. Soner Kagapte, who works for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, I think she had it right on the button as well. The U.S. is primarily concerned with getting rid of Bashar al-Assad. That's the primary objective. So ISIL taking over Kobane, threatening the borders of Turkey, it's going to happen, my prediction, but they don't want to get rid of this ghost. It's like the enemy of my enemy is my best friend. ISIL threatened Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Also, ISIL threatens Iran and Iraq. As long as we have ISIL fighting those two enemies of the U.S., the U.S. has a purpose for them. Turkey has a purpose for them, too. They're fighting the Kurds, and they've had a long rival history of fighting the Kurds. So ISIL has a purpose for those two governments, and they're not very altruistic or sincere about getting rid of them. It is not about eliminating the threat. It is about controlling the threat. This is a very cold and calculating game of politics. They want ISIL on the field, threatening both of the enemies of the U.S. and Turkey, and they're going to create a buffer zone. And they're going to have a buffer zone on the border, and nobody should be surprised that Turkey has already suggested that there's going to be a training camp along that buffer zone, along with the refugees from Syria living in that buffer zone along the Turkish border. So I would like to know what kind or who are the people they're going to train. You have 43, I counted them, 43 different insurgent groups within Syria, not Iraq. I counted 43 in Syria. I'll give and take, with error, approximately 40 to 50 insurgent groups fighting inside Syria. That is unacceptable. You have neighborhoods with gangs. These are the same as the Crips. It's the same as the Crips and Bloods. If you give massive weaponry to the Crips and the Bloods, just in the state of California, you give them AK-47s and RPGs, I guarantee you, you're going to see a glimpse of what's happening in Syria. That's what happens when you give criminals weapons. You give them weapons, you give them money, you have a whole entire mess. That is Syria, that is Iraq, and the U.S. is behind it. They are funding inhumanity, injustice. They are funding the deaths of millions of civilians, and they're playing this cold, calculating game. In their minds, they're thinking it's the smartest thing to do, it's the best thing to do, because the biggest threat to them is Bashar al-Assad, and also Iran, and they're absolutely wrong. Iran and Syria has not invaded as many countries as the U.S. Count the number of invasions. Iran and Syria don't even come close. Unfortunately, what we're going to see is the Turkish government looking out for its own interests, accepting money and weapons to fight terrorism. Any second or third world nation that says, we have a problem with terrorists, guess what? All of a sudden, you have massive funding and massive weapons from the West. So if you're a corrupt government and you want to get, you want to fulfill or satisfy your greed, hell, go ahead and say you are fighting terrorists. That is the quickest way to suffice the greed that you have. And that's what's going on. You have second, third world nations all across the world jumping in on this war of terrorism because it pays. And the U.S. is the bank, just like they're funding the inhumanity and injustice that's happened for several decades in Palestine. I don't know what's wrong with my country. I study this all the time. I research in it. I research about it. I see it on the ground with my own eyes. That's why I came to the Middle East and lived here for 5 continuous years without leaving. With my own eyes, from experience, practical experience, and researching it for 8 years, the U.S. is the primary responsible banker of severe injustices and gross violations of international human rights and horrible humanity, which I've seen in this region. And it is something that is very ugly, that the world can see how the refugees live because of the wars caused by the U.S., how the innocent civilians are suffering under second and third class citizenship in countries of refuge, and how innocent civilians are being bombed and killed and burned alive in the countries of Syria and Iraq. If any human being in the world saw that, they would immediately raise their voice in protest and demand that the West do the right thing. Because in my opinion, leaders of the world, they care about humans more than they care about politics. And the U.S. policy against ISIL is about politics, not humanity.